Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from Jesus Christ, and from the Holy Spirit. Amen. Living up here on the mountain, especially here in Big Bear, we know what it means to fear fire. You have, I know, on many occasions seen the smoke roll in. You've heard the planes overhead or the helicopters. You've packed a bag. You've passed by the staging areas at the resorts. You've looked out over the dry brush, and you've felt the wind and seen the hills and wondered if this might be the season when it gets real. Now, people down the mountain forget. I'm even one of them. But you live with it. You respect it. And you know that when fire comes, there's really only one thing that is going to save, and that is water. When it comes to fire, water is the savior. Water stops the burn. Water stands between disaster and mercy, between destruction and deliverance. And that's exactly what happened here this morning already inside this building. What happened to William? Because what happened to William matters more than anyone outside this room may ever understand. Because in a world filled with fire, God gave water. And not just any water, water that was joined with his word, water soaked in a promise, water that does not simply dampen the flames, but extinguishes them altogether. Water drenches, water soaks. It's water that douses with eternal power, that smothers sin completely. And today, William experienced that water as God claimed him. And water was what he used. The baptismal font stands here week after week. It's in the front of the sanctuary, and it might not seem like much, but don't let the silence fool you. That font is a sentinel. It's a witness. It's a visible reminder that God still makes promises and he keeps them. And miracles happen there. Scott reminded us of that just a couple of weeks ago. Every time you walk into this sanctuary, the font doesn't necessarily shout, but it does speak. It reminds you, you are baptized. You are not alone. You are not in danger. You are safe in Christ. And lately, that font has had a lot to say. It was just a couple of weeks ago, two young children were brought to the waters of baptism. Today, it was William, three baptisms in just a couple of weeks. And for a little church, that's a lot of water. But more importantly, it's a whole lot of promise. Promise from a God who loves us. And that's what matters. Because if you look at the words of Jesus today from our gospel lesson, they're kind of hard. Jesus said, "I've come to cast fire on the earth, and would it that they were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished." And that doesn't necessarily sound like the Jesus that we expect. It doesn't sound like peace. But here's what he's doing. Jesus is talking about the fire that he came to endure and the fire that you no longer have to fear. Now, you don't have to look far to see that the world is burning. The flames of bitterness or division, pride and sin seem to spread everywhere. But you don't just see fire. You've contributed to it. And let's be honest, the fires that you start are not cozy fireplace flames or warm campfires where you roast marshmallows and sing songs. No, the fires that you create are raging infernos, out of control. And you are the one who's pouring on gasoline and flinging matches in a tinderbox of bad decisions, harsh words, and selfish choices. Now, yeah, I know you didn't mean for it to get that bad, but it got away from you. It's out of control, because that's what fire does. Now, the division Jesus speaks of in our gospel message or gospel text is real. He's proclaiming the law, and the law exposes, it cuts, it reveals, it divides. It divides households and hearts and motives, and it shows just how flammable your life really is. Do you think that I've come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. It's not really a Jesus that people want, but it is a Jesus who tells the truth. And that truth is about you. But there is a deeper truth, a saving truth. Jesus came to be baptized, and yes, he was baptized in the waters of the Jordan, but he was also baptized with fire. And the cross was the furnace. The crucifixion was the blaze. The wrath of God burned white hot, and Jesus stood in the middle of it, voluntarily, willingly, for you. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great it is my distress until it is accomplished. And friends, at the cross, it was accomplished. It is finished, as Jesus said. The baptism Jesus endured was so that your baptism would be one of mercy. He was scorched so that you might be soaked. He was consumed so that you might be drenched. He was devoured by wrath so that you would be flooded with grace. And that's exactly what happened to William today. Because this water extinguishes more than fire. It floods sin. It drenches shame. It saturates every accusation with the blood of Jesus. It drowns the old Adam, not politely, but violently, dragging that sinful nature under, holding it under the water, and raising up a new creation. Because this water doesn't just simply rinse, it cleanses completely. It invades and revives and resurrects. It's the flood of Noah, but now with a promise instead of a curse. And it's no ordinary bath. It's a divine soaking in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's one of the reasons we heard from the book of Hebrews today, because all who are baptized in Christ, including William, are part of the great cloud of witnesses, not as spectators, but as participants, not as future saints, but as present ones. And when the weight of sin presses down, when the shame that clings so closely wraps itself around you, when you feel scorched by guilt or burnt by failure, you are not left alone. We run with endurance, looking to Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame. That's the baptism of fire that Jesus endured. And he did not flinch, and he did not turn back. He stepped into the blaze of judgment for you, so that you might be soaked in his grace, drenched in his mercy, and lavished with the flood of his love. And that's why we return to this place of worship time and time again, and we are confronted with the sentinel of the baptismal font. For here in this place, you are reminded that Jesus made a promise to you, and he keeps it, because this is where he pledges to be, where the word is preached, where the sacraments are administered. And because the fires of your own making continue to flare up, you are gathered here in this place again and again, where they are extinguished over and over, not by your effort, not by your resolve, but by the mercy of Christ. In the words of absolution, in the forgiveness that is placed in your hand, in bread and in wine, for you don't fight the flames on your own. You look to the one who has already conquered them and drowned them for you. And it is our duty to remind William of what took place here today. I'm sure afterwards we'll send some pictures. I'm sure Joy's already taken a few. But we get a chance to remind him of what took place here today, to remind him of the promise. And in so doing, we are reminded of the flood that flowed over us when we were saved, when we were marked and redeemed. So here we are in a small church, in a fire-prone part of the world, in a church that holds saving water and sufficient word, a church where the font stands quietly and faithfully at the front of the sanctuary, week after week, speaking without words. And it says to you, you are baptized, you are soaked in mercy, you are drenched in Christ. The floodwaters of his grace have swept over you and have claimed you. The fire cannot touch you because his grace is swept over you. And Jesus has already gone through it for you. You are forgiven, all of it, even the worst of it. You are free, not someday, but now. You belong to Christ, and he will not let you go. Will you receive that promise today? So did those two kiddos 2 weeks ago, and so have you. So come what may, fire or flood, fear or failure, for you are soaked in the mercy of God. And in Christ, that fire will not consume you, because the water has already claimed you. And that, my friends, is good news. Now may the peace of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that no fire can consume, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forever. Amen.